tell us about your game history. How long have you been playing games, and what kind of games do you like?
Okay, well, I have played all sorts of games, from the traditional Nintendo platformers to first-person shooters to RPGs, you name it, I've played it. I've been playing games almost my entire childhood and adult life, so that spans probably, a good 25 years or so of gaming experience. What was the other part of the question?
What kind of games do you like?
What kind of games do I like? Oh, it just depends on the day. Sometimes I like, you know, like, quick fix sort of entertainment with, like, Rocket League. Sometimes I enjoy longer, more elaborate experiences like Borderlands or Skyrim or Legend of Zelda. So it just really depends on my mood at the time.
Okay. What were your first impressions of the Nintendo Labo when you saw the Nintendo Direct?
Well, I was a little skeptical at first, charging a significant sum for what is essentially cardboard, so I was concerned about that. But the concept seemed fun and entertaining and something that would be right up my kids' alley. So I was willing to give it a go, and I went ahead and pre-ordered them a couple days later and was anxiously awaiting them to see what they were all about.
Okay, so that more or less answered my next question, which was, what made you decide to purchase it?
Yeah, mainly the kids, because they love building stuff, they love Legos, they love, building their own wooden train sets, they love drawing and creating their own inventions and their own art, so mainly that, to kind of cater to that side of their personality.
And which packs did you buy?
I bought the variety kit, I bought the robot kit, and also the customization kit, which is basically just a bunch of stickers and different tape to kind of customize the prior to kits.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. And what is your favorite aspect of Nintendo Labo?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised by the quality of the construction. It's thin. The instructions are very intuitive, and it's in video format, and it's an interactive video to where you can kind of look at a diagram, and if you aren't sure quite how to put something together based on the angle that's originally shown, you can flip the image around and see what's going on with the whole kit. So I really like the instruction part of it. It breaks it down into steps, so some of them are quite elaborate to where you have to spend multiple hours constructing them, so it's nice that they break it into stages to where if you need to have a stopping point, you can. So.
Okay. And what is your least favorite aspect?
My least favorite aspect, some of them are, well, I don't know if I have a least favorite aspect. I've been pleasantly surprised by the whole thing. The quality of the cardboard is really good and really durable for how thin it is. Probably just the length of time that some of the projects take, but that's just the nature of the beast, so I don't know that I can knock it too hard for that.
Okay. So. Would you say that Nintendo Labo has been worth the monetary investment?
Absolutely. I was kind of expecting a few 10 or 15 minute projects, and then they'd run their course, but there's different things that you can do with each project, and there's like an invention portion or a discover portion, where you learn about the science behind what's happening, and you can create your own inventions, too. There's, like, a garage. I might be phrasing that wrong. We might look that up here in a little bit. But
yeah.
I want to say it's the inventor's garage that's in there, to where you can create your own parameters to invent your own thing. And Nintendo's actually got a contest going on where you can submit your own inventions.
Oh, wow, that's
pretty cool. Yeah, yep. So I think we're probably going to be doing that. I haven't talked to Zoe about it yet, but I think she'd like doing that.
Yeah, you might need to start getting some ideas.
Yeah.
For trying to make your own Nintendo Labo.
Yeah.
Inventions.
Yep, we can have to make our own cardboard cutouts and everything and tell it what to do, tell the system what to do when we have certain inputs. So.
Yeah. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so, now one of the most important questions. What kind of an effect has the Nintendo Labo had on your family life? Has it had a positive effect?
Yes, it has. It's allowed my daughter and I to spend a lot of quality time together. She wakes up early in the morning so that we can spend more time creating more Nintendo Labo creations. So yeah, she's been really excited about it. It's nice to bond with her on something. And yeah, it's been great. It's like building and designing and creating art together with your kid.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, now one last question. Who would you recommend Nintendo Labo to?
Pretty much anyone who enjoys things like Tinker Toys or construction sets, Erector sets, Legos, whether you're young or old. It's a great family product, as most Nintendo things are, but this one's very unique. If you want to spend a lot of time building something with your kid and getting down into the nitty-gritty science of everything, it's a great product for that, for people like that.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.